27 years ago, a young man by the name of Scott Miller came up with an idea of having an ice fishing derby. His dad, Paul, the father of Trustworthy Hardware, stood behind him. And now, 27 years later, he didn't have much to do with this derby. I usually talk with Scott, but actually, Scott, you were in Hawaii, so all I'm going to do is let you say aloha.
Aloha, yeah. The girls did a great job this year, and the derby turned out absolutely fantastic.
It doesn't get any better parenting than when you turn over all those efforts to the next generation and to know that all the smiles and all those little kids are going to keep going on to the next generation. Haley, you are amazing. This was the biggest and best year ever, they tell me.
Yeah, biggest, I think, since the Pike Division closed, because when Pike, we had a ton, but it was a phenomenal year. We had just under 200 fish in, biggest since I've been really taking over and directing the Derby. Fantastic. Our catch and release division, like, quadrupled, essentially. We got 5 out of 7 species for the kids' catch and release, and all 7 in the adults, which has never happened before. And then just tons of minnows, tons of kids, tons of adults, people getting out, getting fishing. It was a fantastic year.
You know, Scott, we got to throw kudos out there. You remember when we had pike coming in there, huge pike, and the diminishing of the trout. They've turned that around, and now the size of those trout are absolutely amazing.
You know, the fish game did a good job. They got rid of most of the pike, I think all of them, but haven't seen a pike in quite a few years. And the fishing's great out there, and people are really getting out and focusing and really spreading out, because it used to be focused on pike and trying to get that big fish, and now we're getting species from burbot and whitefish from Juneau Lake all the way to grayling and rainbows, and of course the dollies, all that, and people are really getting out and enjoying the peninsula.
So they do know what they're doing. That is really great. Haley, the smiles on the kids. There were more kids this year. There was a little kid who was still in diapers, okay, and he had a 2-pound fish.
He did. That was actually funny. Him and his brother, they're both in the middle division, but his bigger brother ended up knocking out for the kids division rainbow at the last day. And he won a minnows top 12. And that, his parents told me that was his first fish ever. So he came in.
Well, it had to be. He's not even 2 years old. It had to be his first fish ever.
I know, I guess. Yeah, it was crazy. Came in asleep on mom's shoulder, and he's kind of a little grumpy that we woke him up to take the picture when he weighed in his fish. But it's very cute. Both the parents were with him. Dad held the fish. Mom held him. It's just a great experience. That's kind of what we do it for. It's just always fun to get to be a part of those moments. And he wasn't the only kid who that was their first fish ever this year. We had quite a few of, you know, 2-3-year-olds and even some older kids where it's their first fish, and they're just excited.
And, you know, Haley, we have to give credit to the parents. Okay, kudos to them. I don't think there's a better thing a parent can do for their child than to give them that experience. They will never forget it. I don't care if you're only 2 years old. When you're my age, you're going to be remembering that fish, and you're going to be a help to Alaska because of it. And then the prizes. Scott, my goodness, you should have had carry-out buckets for those little kids. Had so many backpacks and fishing rods, and think they couldn't even hold them all.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can't just put that all on us. Those kids got out there and got fishing, and they really were. There's a bunch of them who got a couple different divisions were winning prizes, and it's just a great effort on those kids' part and a great effort on the parents and, you know, grandparents, aunts and uncles taking them out there, getting them out. And, you know, this year wasn't the spectacular year. The snow level was a little bit easier to manage, but it was in the negative 20s the first week and a half, and then it flipped the switch, went all the way up to the 40s the next 2 weeks. And so not awesome conditions, but it didn't stop people from getting out this year.
Real Alaskan weather.
Real Alaskan. Well, I don't know about the 40, but the negative 20, definitely real Alaskan weather. And spring tried to make an appearance, but then went away again.
So it was fantastic. And also, let's talk about John Iverson, who is really the Michelangelo of fish trophies. And John just keeps on whittling. But some of the details, those trophies are going to be collector's items that are going to go down in history. And how many trophies did he make this year?
Oh, Haley would know. We had to have probably 10 or so, but it was a... John's just an amazing carver. We've got a lot of his stuff in display in the store here that he's put up on the walls, and it's all wood carving, whittling. The detail's amazing. The trophies are incredible, and they'll stay with the kids forever, you know, and doing that. I know as a kid growing up, trophies were just awesome. And
they become heirlooms.
And to have a hand-carved fish trophy for a Trustworthy Derby is fantastic.
And, of course, Haley, I love talking about the kids and the twinkle in their eyes, but there was some serious fishing that went on this year. Some of the things that are put out there to challenge people who want to test their skills, the royal flush and the straight flush, rarely do they get completed. But this year, what happened?
I don't know. I guess it's just people feeling motivated and, you know, just being able to get out there. It's something we've really been pushing for the last couple of years. We brought back the straight flush last year just to kind of encourage people to try and get out. You know, to get that, you have to go to at least two different lakes. So it's a little bit more of a commitment. In the Royal Flush, you got to go all the way up to Cooper Landing, all the way down here. So it's just a big effort. So not in my wildest dreams that I expect six Grand Slams from the kids this year. The most I'd had since I've been doing this is like three. And I did not expect, you know, I was hoping for a Royal Flush, but even just one straight flush would have been awesome this year. But I got two of those, and last day I got two Royal Flushes, which is just incredible. And
absolutely
incredible
amazing.
Effort. Yeah, pay attention to that and participate.
Great. I always release mine right onto the grill. There's nothing better than a fresh ice derby caught fish. And if those of you who want to see what we were talking about, go to RadioKenai.com, click on People Going Places, because that feature and all those photos that I take wherever I am are sponsored by Trustworthy Hardware, and you can make Christmas cards out of them, put them on your social media, whatever. But if you want to see what we're talking about and the live pictures, do that. And thanks to Trustworthy for sponsoring that RadioKenai.com photo blog. I'm Earl Sikorsky, returning you to that ice fishing sound of KSRM.